We've talked a lot about the cohesion. What's it like as a coach to have been able to work with the same guys now for the second year?
Really helps, you know what I mean, in the sense of being clear, crystal clear for the communications and also the techniques. And then, again, for them to be able to see it on the film, it makes it a lot better. The continuity, it's big.
How much improvement did you see this summer, preseason?
I think we're on schedule. You know, it's a thing that's in progress. We always want to improve and get better at all of our techniques and our fundamentals. And they've worked hard. I mean, they do a good job on and off the field, in the sense of off the field in the classroom, their preparation, and we've seen improvement.
When you say on schedule, where were you expecting this one? Where were you expecting?
Well, in the sense of on schedule, you know, we're healthy. You know, we've had some stability in the sense of playing together and practicing together, and it's a very important part of the offensive line plays, that synergy, you know, all of them was working as one, so it's critical. And when I say, you know, we're on schedule, you know, the preparation, you know, through training camp, through the preseason games, and now, you know, for the opener.
How much is that right guard job up for grabs?
Well, I mean, in all five positions, and that will be decided by Ben. You know, I mean, all the men are always working to compete, to play at the highest level, but, you know, John Jerry is the starter.
Has Brett made open your eyes at all? Has he made a push, though?
I mean, Brett, you know, just like the other young men that are, you know, backing up the starters at this point, you know, he's worked hard. He's ascended as a football player, and he's always prepared. He does a great job in his preparation off the field, and, you know, he's ready to help.
Is any area ahead of the other? I mean, generally early in the season, pass block blocking is better than run blocking. Is that the case, or how do you see it?
No, I think we're right, you know, at the game one. I mean, there's going to be constant improvement throughout the year, throughout each week, every day that they go on the football field. They're always ascending to be a better football player. And I think, you know, right now, you know, both the run and the pass protection, we just got to keep building our fundamentals and our techniques.
Seemed like Bobby Hart had a quiet preseason, and I mean that in a good way, like he wasn't showing up. How have you seen him develop?
Bobby's ascended as a football player, you know, again, you know, it's like I said earlier, you know, on and off the football field, and his preparation and his techniques, his confidence as a football player, you know, you see that, you know, on film, you know, throughout the preseason and compared to last year where he was at, you know, he's a more confident football player, and rightfully so. I mean, he's put in a lot of work, and he's invested his time wisely.
I mean, he obviously lost his job at the end of last year. Do you think that lit a fire on him at all?
You have to ask Bobby. You know, I mean, it was this just situation just last year. You know, there's a time that, you know, we thought that was the best situation for the New York Giants in the sense of the switch, the change that we made.
How do you think he handled it at the time, from what you were able to see?
Right. Again, it was, you know, he handled it, I think, you know, properly. You know, he wasn't happy about it. And it was something that, you know, he was working hard, you know, to maintain. But there was a time that we just felt that this was the best thing for the New York Giants at that time. You know, Ben felt it was the best thing.
Where is that leap that you see from him? What is it about him that makes him better?
Well, the number one thing would be the off-season conditioning program. You know, he's bigger, he's stronger right now. When I say bigger, he's leaner, you know, and he worked hard in the off-season. And, again, he's young. I mean, he just turned 23 the other day, you know, and here's a guy that's playing in his third year in the NFL. I mean, wow. So, you know, Bobby's an ascending football player. You know, it's exciting to see, and it's exciting to, you know, see where his career, you know, will take off.
Are you comfortable with Chad Wheeler if he had to go in at left tackle on Sunday? You think he could be up to the
task? Yes. I mean, I'm confident in every man on our roster, you know, in their preparation and that, you know, they're ready. You know, again, that's, you know, again, he has a role right now, you know, to learn, to develop, and become a better football player every day, and he's invested his time.
What did you see out of Bisnawati this summer, and what does he need to work on?
Again, Adam just, you know, is a situation where we love his toughness. We love his passion for the game, hard worker. And again, at this point, he's working on his technique and his fundamentals to be a better football player, so he can and will be ready. I think, again, Eric, you know, the key thing we talked about earlier in the sense of he progressed, number one, in his conditioning. You know, he's again, same thing. He invested his time wisely. He worked hard. He put in the time. And, you know, Eric's improving in his fundamentals and techniques, and we're excited.
I know you guys didn't use DJ Fluker at tackle a lot in the summer. I mean, where do you feel he is at tackle compared to guard?
DJ, I feel, you know, he can help us, you know, at guard. You know, can he play tackle? Yes. You know, but he's, I think he has characteristics, his ability. He's a stronger player at guard.
So Wheeler presumably would be your first tackle off the bench then?
Well, we're still, you know, Ben will decide that. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, Chad's right up there. But again, we got some different guys that can fill in and do a good job there at that spot.
How much did you cross train Justin Pugh as a tackle? Well, we know he's done it in the past.
Right.
He can do it. Did you do it, or are you just confident that you know he already knows how to do it, or how do you?
A little bit
that?
Of both. You know, I mean, we've given him, you know, a few reps, and I do mean a few. You know, but again, it's a situation where, you know, it wouldn't take him much to get adjusted out there because he has played there. And but again, we just give him a few reps here and there just because, again, we want the reps to go to the younger tackles or situation where, you know, DJ's got to go out there and get reps there at that spot. So that's what we've done to this point.
Mike, how much have you seen from Q a year with him now? I mean, obviously, switch positions. I mean, do you see a different player right now?
Yeah, I think, again, I think Justin's, you know, ascended also in his work ethic and what he's done. And, again, you know, Justin brings great knowledge to the position. And, again, he's healthy and he's worked hard. And you know, last year, again, he got hurt, you know, kind of threw him off a little bit. But, again, he's ready. He's ready to have a real good year.
How important is it for this line to get more out of Justin and Weston Richburg, you know, sort of two guys in the middle there that are generally considered your best? Or
right. The key thing with this offensive line, we truly believe, is, you know, all five of them, you know, all five of them ascending. That's the most important thing. Absolutely, Weston, you know, brings the leadership as well as John Jerry and Justin Pugh. You know, they bring leadership every day. They bring leadership in the sense of in the classroom, you know, just before the meetings. I mean, they're there, they're ready to roll, and they show how to be a pro. And they've done a great job in the sense of when I say those three men, their experience. And but all five of them is the most important, that they all work as one. And that's what we're really pushing, and that's what we're excited about in the sense of saying we're ready to go now against Dallas. I mean, they've been working together, and it's going to be exciting to see them ascend as a group this year.
What is it? Last one, guys. What is it? Is it 40 yards per game? Is it 40 yards a carry? I mean, is there a definition?
Yeah, I mean, the good running game, you know, again, is consistency. You know, and I truly believe, you know, again, it'll be exciting to see our run game. It's a thing that's in progress, and I think it's gotten better, and it needs to keep continuing to get better, and it will. I mean, obviously, it's different now. Your game planning, you know, you're preparing, you're giving them looks that they're going to see during the week, versus in training camp, you're on progress to teach techniques, fundamentals, for them to ascend as a group. You know, now it's different. So again, a good running game again is when you can run the football when needed to run. You know, in the sense of a short yardage, a goal line, a 4-minute, you know, when you have to run the ball, you have to be behind your pads and take care of the downs.